It is important to talk about love, to think about it, to seek it out and encourage it, to put it in the form of an exercise, make a commitment to yourself to do the following. Think about love. Take time to recall the love you shared with your family members. Dwell upon what is most lovable about the person who is most loving in your life today. Read deeply in the poetry of love, such as Shakespeare's sonnets. Talk about love. Express your feelings directly to someone you love. If you cannot do it verbally, write a letter or a poem. You don't have to send it. The exercise is for you, to stimulate the state of love in every cell. But sending it is the best thing, for you want to hear expressions of love in return. Don't let your love just be something taken for granted. Seek out love. This is possible in many ways. It is an act of love to give help to the homeless and the sick, to deliver a sincere compliment or write a note of thanks and praise. People like to hear that they are loved and appreciated, and you will have the bliss of being loved in return. And encourage love. As parents, we often teach our children that being openly affectionate and loving is appropriate for babies and toddlers, but not later on. The story of almost everyone is a story of love waiting to be coaxed out, of affection that has to wait in silence because it is afraid to emerge. So take it as your duty to give those around you permission to love. Encourage their affection by showing it yourself, without regard for what you get in return. Real love gains complete satisfaction by simply flowing out to what is loved. If love comes back, that is an added joy, but it isn't required or demanded. The education of love begins in a moment and ends in eternity. It is sparked by feelings of delight and resolves into the peace that belongs to being itself. Use your love as a mirror to the timeless. Let it nurture your certainty that you are beyond change, beyond the memory of yesterday and the dream of tomorrow. There are infinite ways to discover your true being, but love holds the brightest torch. If you follow it, you will be guided beyond the limits of age and beyond the limits of death. Come out of the circle of time and find yourself in the circle of love.
This has been a Random House Audiobooks presentation.